And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Pharmacy Interoperability and Emerging Therapeutics Task Force. Today is our last meeting, and I'd like to thank Hans and Shelley and all the task force members for their commitment over the past 4+ months. This task force meeting is open to the public, and your comments are welcome in Zoom chat throughout the meeting or during the public comment period that'll be held later in our meeting. I'd like to begin roll call of our task force members. So when I call your name, please let us know if you are here. And I'll start with our co-chairs, Hans Botendyke.
Good morning.
Shelley Spiro.
Good morning.
Pooja Bhabra.
Good morning.
Chris Blackley. Shyla Blend.
Good morning.
David Butler.
Good morning.
Steve Eichner.
Good morning.
Roger Gavarty.
Good morning.
Jim Jurgis. Summer Kalan.
Hey, good morning.
Stephen Lane is not able to join us today. Meg Marshall. Anna McAllister. Kevin McGraw.
Good morning, everybody.
Ethan Mehta. Dustin Neal. Elia Oliveira.
Good morning.
Narish Sundarrajan. Scott Robertson.
Good morning.
Alexa Snyder.
Good morning.
Bill Sutherland. Christian Tadris.
Hello.
Cheryl Turney.
Good morning.
And I believe Afton Wagner is also not able to join us today. So thank you, everyone. And now please join me in welcoming Hans and Shelley for their opening remarks.
Good morning, everyone. I'll go first, Hans. Thank you. Thank you all for Hans and I felt it was important to have this last call. Although we are almost done, we just wanted to have one more time to look at our recommendations. So I wanted to take this time to thank everyone, the ONC team, Mike, Trisha Lee, Maggie, the Excel team, also to Hans, who has done just an absolutely fabulous job of putting together the recommendations. We all owe him great gratitude for the amount of work that he's put into this important project. And I just wanted to take the time to thank everyone. And I'll turn it over to Hans at this time.
Right. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Shelley. And appreciate the kind words. But all the input, all the suggestions, et cetera, is from the task force across the board. So I was merely trying to move a couple of words around left and right and see whether that worked. And today is the final round of that. Since last week, we had a couple of updates that we made, in a moment we're going to run through. So our aim today is to end up with a quote unquote clean document, that everything in the right hand side where we had comments, that they are taken care of, that they're addressed, and that they are accepted, whatever we land. There are a couple of areas that we have some a discussion that we still need to have, other areas that were edits, clarifications, better words, and went in and just accepted those because they made it clear. So we're not trying to look at those. We're just trying to look at where did we make a more substantive change that should be in line with what we discussed. Where did we have some final questions? And I'd like to thank particularly Alexis and Devin over the last couple of days. A couple of comments in there that that will help us focus on a couple of those topics. So with that, we are going to jump in and see whether Trisha Lee's screen is indeed going to be large enough, but I think that should be. And let us know if that is not sufficiently clear. I can see it very clearly. So we're going to scroll through, and the first place we're going to stop is at the charge, the topic 4, the last one. I think I could have already marked that, but at the end of the meeting, we're working on what is the footnote to clarify direct to consumer. The footnote is in when you scroll a little bit further down. The comment is there. We did not receive any further feedback on it. So unless there is any further discussion here, I'm going to check the box and remove the yellow highlight. And as I'm doing that, I'm hearing none. It's always nice we can remove that. The yellow highlights I will remove later. Not going to do that right now. Then the next one is that if we go into capturing and sharing eCQMs in the use cases, we had an update that Christian suggested on adding a few more measures. And that we want to make sure that they also are as much as possible outcomes focused. And actually, we'll go to that one and I skip one before that. I'll jump back in a moment. So what we see here is that after the meeting, we got the feedback from the chat. We have the update organized it a little bit by like measures. And again, these are examples just to clarify the use case, not that these are all the ones or the only set or the initial set, but just to provide insight into that. So unless there are further comments, questions about that, we did not see any comments during the week that popped up here. I am going to hit the checkbox and we'll remove the yellow momentarily. And there was one part before that in pharmacy quality measures that Alexis, keeping us honest, that we missed the place where end caregivers or caregivers should be in. So just to be sure, that's being added here. David, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I was wondering, since these are examples, should we have some phrase in here, for example, just to note that it's not all-inclusive?
That makes sense. So something like this, and then would that work? Or would you think
yes. We need more? No, that works.
Okay, thank you. And this one is removed from the list. Okay, any other comments that we have here? If not, then we're going to move to the next. I'm just fixing this little thing here. The next part, next comments are around, I missed that one. There was another word here, relevant. Let's catch that, it was typo. And there was a suggestion to change to either off or off relevant. And the update that I started to make was to make it off relevant rather than just off. So this would then read bidirectional data sharing and or exchange among pharmacists and other providers of relevant patients' medical records held by.
I don't think. Sorry, yeah, the right
Hans.
Place.
Yeah, where are we, Hans?
Oh, sorry. We already went past that one. We are in general. I went to the next one where there are comments. Sorry. I should have looked to the left as to where you were there.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. I'll keep an eye on my left part of the screen a little bit more. So Devin suggested not only to fix it, that was the wrong word there, but the suggestion of whether it should be just off patient records or relevant patient records. It seems like relevant makes sense to include in there. So the statement would be, if we look at the highlight, it would start to read like that. Any concerns with changing it to off relevant and therefore focus on relevant medical records? If not hearing anybody, that's going to be accepted. And again, the yellow highlights we'll remove later. Next one, this was in the next recommendation, or still in the same recommendation later on in the rationale, that Devin was concerned that we did not quite land on a statement that would justify the words that are currently struck out. Patients must have means to manage such access consistently. that might have given a too strong of a focus in an area that we might not have looked at as much. So with that I tried to craft something that would balance the fact that where there are consent directives, where there are privacy policies, they need to be honored, but that the patient needs to understand transparency regarding access and sharing, and that's a theme that's in a number of places otherwise as well. But that where there is consent and where they have asked for it and it's authorized and it's applicable, it must be honored. So to also recognize that it's not only the consent choices that they have been given in a way, but that if they ask for it and it's given, that it's part of it as well. So the question is to Devin and to everybody whether the green line, rather than striking the last statement that might give the too strong of a focused rationale, that what's highlighted here, patients should have transparency regarding access to and sharing of the data and have an ability to provide that consent that where authorized and applicable must be honored.
Alexis has
I think it's this is Steve. I think in addition to transparency, it's accountability. It's not just transparency.
Okay, that's Ike's comment. And Alexis, you had your hand up.
Yeah, sorry, I lost my train of thought when Ike started talking. I had to read it again for a second. Well, I think first it's confusing saying regarding access to, because that almost sounds like the patient's access to something. So I think we need to reword. I don't know if you need regarding access to, should have transparency about, you know, who's accessing it, who is accessing and sharing their data.
Okay.
And then more importantly, there was a second one, not just the ability to provide consent, ability to provide consent or not.
Okay. Good clarifications. Devin, would this address your concern that you had on the original sentence? And this would address this better.
I think so. I see Alexis's point that it's
Devin first.
I see Alexis's. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I see Alexis's point about, you know, the transparency around do you have consent or not, which I think makes a lot of sense. The way that it was framed, though, was about like, they have this transparency, there's account which would include on who is accessing and sharing their data, as well as their consent rights. And where they have these consent rights, those must be honored. So I think those are two separate concepts, right? There's the transparency concept, and then there's the consent piece where that consent right is provided either by law or by policy, that is honored. So I think we have to break it up a little bit. If I'm understanding all of the points correctly. And the accountability piece is really about holding the providers accountable, not the patients. They don't need to be held accountable.
Yes, yeah. Fair point, well, yeah.
I think that's what Ike was getting at, but it just doesn't sound that way when you read it back now.
Right.
Thank you for that.
This is Shelley. Isn't this global, not just for pharmacy interoperability? Are we going too far on that? I mean, this is more of a global patient issue, not just for pharmacy. So how does it apply to pharmacy in relationship to anyone else?
It follows on the statements that are in here around patients having different concerns about sharing. I mean, if we're raising it, it absolutely has applicability outside of pharmacy, but we've raised these points here based on the comments of our patient members about concerns that patients have about who looks at their pharmacy records. So I think the point was to have some follow-on that.
And this is like one of the other changes is that in some ways, pharmacy exchange is new development, so that we're in a different technology place than where we were 10 or 12 years ago, so that we've got better opportunities today to put in infrastructure to track disclosures and enable patients to have more access to information about where data has been shared. So we can have the opportunity to take kind of corrective action to build a better environment. So now you can't get a whole lot of information about every disclosure that a hospital's made about your data.
I'm just wondering if we put in patients should have transparency and accountability on who is accessing and the sharing of their medication data to make it more specific to pharmacy.
No, but this is like, again, because we've already outlined that pharmacies may have a role in test to treat or other activities, I don't think you want to constrain it just to medications.
Right, and I would agree with Ike there that that we talked about pharmacists may be the provider or the generator of other data, not just medication data, and need to have access to other data. So that goes in there. We need to go in a second. As we do that, the question that we are trying to get to is whether then this last updated statement is better reflective of what we intend it to read. So trying to get to a conclusion on, is this one acceptable, this statement acceptable? If not, how can we further modify it to do that? Scott.
Yeah, so I want to go back. I want to go back on this to the idea that there's really two concepts in this statement. The first one ends with sharing their data, so that patients should have transparency and accountability on who is accessing and sharing their data. Then I think the next part is the second concept. Patients should have an ability to understand their consent right and provide their consent or not. I think that might need to get reworded some, but I think that's sort of, I heard two things and I'm trying, and I really see it as it really does, it's set up that there's really two sides to this. Then the patients being able to see who is accessing the data, and that the patients have an ability to understand. I like the idea of understanding their consent rights and to provide or rescind their consent.
I made a suggestion in the comments because I think there's only one of us in the document.
The one in the comment in the chat, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I didn't want to, I wasn't trying to jump ahead of Alexis though. I was just trying to.
Yep. Now I'll try to copy that into it and then we can put them next to each other. Hold on. Let's see whether it works. Nope, it doesn't work.
Sorry.
I will type it. Well, so Scott, then David or Shelley, then if you can progress, then I'll type.
Yeah. David, you're next.
We can have a discussion here, like Devin did. I inserted a opening phrase, a replacement sentence suggestion in the comments.
David, that goes back though to exactly the problem that I had with the comment that was there, which is that I don't think we had a discussion about saying patients should be able to manage, in other words, have consent rights over data, even in settings where maybe the law doesn't provide it or by policy it's not provided. I didn't think we spent enough time to make such a sweeping statement. And so managing who is accessing and sharing their pharmacy utilized data to me goes farther than I would feel comfortable given the limited amount of time we're able to spend on. That's a big topic.
Okay, so what your suggestion is just to give them transparency. I don't know the difference between monitoring and you. So you're saying managing is too strong?
Yeah, managing suggests a wonderful, to me, a little wonderful check the box where, okay, this person can access it, but this person can't. Like that's active management of who can access data as opposed to being able to have some vision into how your data is accessed, used and shared. And then of course, there might be some rights that follow from that around being able to challenge access that you didn't think was authorized and things of that nature, but it's manage is a strong word.
I could accept that. And so the manage could be removed. And I don't have a problem with what you've written with regard to that comment, but what I was also trying to bring in was that opening phrase, such as what Shelley was saying, that we're mm-hmm. saying this, that we're not trying to make pharmacy unique among all healthcare practices. We're trying to make it like all healthcare practices. Mm-hmm. So I was hoping there could be some opening phrase, maybe just the, as with all healthcare data, are all healthcare practitioners or something like that to begin your sentence? Could we include that in there just to note that patients, that every healthcare practitioner, every healthcare practice should be compliant with this requirement?
So you're suggesting to add this to the statement?
Yeah, maybe rather than healthcare data, or maybe healthcare data and practitioners. Yeah.
We use the term provider, so using that, if that works, David.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's better. I have a problem with need. I think it should be a should. So in the last sentence, entities need to be accountable. So I would say should.
Okay, I thought that I saw Alexis' hand up. Yeah, it's back. And I have a comment too. Alexis?
Yeah, I had put it down because you had taken care of it during that conversation. But as I'm rereading, I think in the second line, as well as on their rights to consent to access, again, we need the or not.
Okay, yep. I have, thank you for that. And then I have one comment and then I want to go back to Devin and see where we landed. There is a challenge with not including managing, but I can see the challenge with including as well, in that it may be interpreted as we are asking for a, let's say, online place where a patient can start to check the boxes, yes, no, whatever. And then based on authorities, acceptance, et cetera, they are granted or not. But that we're looking that managing means that kind of a tool. And that can mean that. But there is the other part is that whether that is done that way or whether it's done in another way, from an interoperability perspective, managing this also means, and where a patient can further manage it and understand it, is that we need to get to computable statements. Otherwise, it cannot be managed in any way, shape, or form, whether by the patient or by anybody else. And that's the larger construct of managing. So, and I think is that if we don't acknowledge some of that in here, which was in part the intent of the word manage, but I can see that it overreaches in some areas, is that then we're not on the path either, because then if it's just written on a piece of paper, they have transparency in an office on it, it's not really managing the ability to quickly share that or not share it, based on the transactions, the exchanges, the queries, et cetera, that are happening, no matter whether they're Firebase, CDA-based, whatever. And if we don't recognize that, I'm concerned that we are not moving the ball forward in that direction. So acknowledging, Devin, your concern that we have to be careful that we're not making the statement too big. At the same point in time, it needs to move in a direction that it becomes computable, therefore manageable in the environment that we're dealing with here, which is an electronic exchange of data.
Pooja.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. So I now see the bottom one about accountability. So it's, are we now saying it's the second section that we're probably going to use, not the first? Because I think the accountability in the first, where it's patients should have transparency and accountability, is confusing.
So what are you suggesting, Pooja? So
I guess, so I was just confused. I want to make sure that we are now focused on this second paragraph, not the first.
That was going to be the next question that we were going to
have. Okay. Yeah, I think it's just the accountability that I was struggling with on that first paragraph, because it's not the patients that have accountability, it's the pharmacy entities or pharmacy systems, I guess.
Pharmacy. What I'm hearing is just that this first part, mm-hmm. that we are shifting away from it and that I can delete okay. that, and that we're focusing on finalizing the second paragraph there, so that we are saying... Perfect. This is not as good. The other one is a better start.
Yeah, no, I think the second one's good. I was confused about the first one where we had put accountability. So I'm good. Yeah, good. Thank you.
David.
Well, this is more of a question to come back to the comments that have been made about managing. And I'm asking, is that within the scope of this group, this panel, to recommend that OMC look at patient management rights for not just this group, but all of healthcare practice? Like everything we were discussing about giving patients more control over managing who has access?
I don't think so, David. That's why I made the comment that I made in the chat, which is I understanding, Hans, that a desire to sort of say something really more substantive on this point, I just don't think we had the time to discuss it. It is something that isn't just limited to pharmacy data, arguably, in terms of a set of issues, although it, you know, certainly the patients on our group have made very good points about how important it can be in the pharmacy setting, because medications can be very sensitive, but it's not the only place where it comes up. And all of this is in the explanation part of this. This is not even a recommendation. So I think we should be careful about how far we're trying to go here without having had a lot of discussion about it.
I agree with you fully. My thought wasn't that we put recommendations in with regard to that, but rather that we recommend further exploration of that area by ONC. Nothing that we set down that needs to be this way, but that it needs to be explored. Is that within our scope, or should we leave that alone?
Tricia Lee, can you go up to the recommendation portion of this? So we've got, this is just the general. Did we cover it in the recommendation?
I would suggest that before we go there, and that might help, is that in recommendation 23, we actually do talk about exploring that particular part. So we are touching it on it, on the one that we just talked about is where we can further link to it, but we don't have to, because in 23, when you look at the first statement already there, is that what's the potential? What's the exploration? Recognize, because that came from the discussion that we had around this and came to indeed the conclusion that we cannot specifically indicate what it should look like, but we should start to look at it something, because without it, enabling the management and the coordination that's needed on when to send what, you can't do that. You have to do something. So 23 is more about we need to start explore it. So I'm wondering, Devin, whether between the one that we just talked about, that is number, I didn't look at the number before, but if we look at the combination of what's in the first recommendation, number three, where we just came from, and 23, whether we have the elements in place that without overstepping what we're doing, that we say it's important and we need to explore it.
Okay, it's jumping around, so I'm...
so it's R3 and R23. If you can compare the two. Yeah, if you have it locally, you could... I don't think that split screen works here. And then with that, if we can look at that... It sounds like that on the last paragraph in R3, that while we still have some discussion that what we have here, that there is general consensus that this is reflective of what we talked about. We have some variations that we're not putting in here at this point in time. So I'm wondering, do we have for R3 enough here? And considering there were no further comments on 23, if I'm not mistaken, that we have the other aspects there and we're not trying to mix them, because that would get confusing.
I don't know what you're asking. I'm sorry, I got lost.
I'm asking whether you're okay with this paragraph.
Oh yeah, I am. Is everyone else okay with it?
That's what I'm asking.
I think we're getting consensus on that, yeah.
And whether the other aspects are sufficiently addressed in 23 so that we don't mix them here. So not hearing anything, I'm hearing that I can hit the check boxes and that it's going to read like this. I'm hearing Devin okay as given her original concern, and I'm based on the discussions and the additions, sounds like everybody else is okay with that as well.
I think we can go on, Hans.
Okay, hold on. Okay, then we're going to go to the next one. There are a couple of wordings that were included that I actually, they did not show up when I was looking at it, but they look like they are straightforward edits. So I'm just going to accept those. Oh, that one was one too many, but I still had a comment there. This one here. Doesn't have the authority to address the gap.
I think you need to get Tricia Lee to catch up with you.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to the next one where we had that. It's on 37. It's before that.
Before that, 37?
R37. We're following the comments. Okay. There is the comment there is that it is on recommendation 37, we are saying address the gap and the where PBMs and players payers are not considered covered actors. And that this requires working with federal policymakers. So this would be, I think, what then the with federal policymakers. And I think, Devin, this would cover your topic there, correct? If this is workable.
Yes.
Others, concerns with that adjustment?
I'm not seeing any hands up, so we can go on to 38.
Okay, little words I will take out. This one now can be accepted because that's, we have that, we're missing an S. On the next one, that is 38, we had some highlights in there that we made changes. We did not see any further comments from anybody as I'm looking at the comments there. So any further comments before I start to hit the checkbox?
No hands are up.
I'm beginning to take them out.
Christian, if you want something? Nope. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. We are then jumping down to 12. Here we had the discussion that also ONC does not have the authority in itself, needs to work with others. The suggestion would be, and question to Devin, whether this addresses that, inserting work with CMS, other relevant agencies and industry to advance and then continue, whether that would address the concern or whether we need to do more.
My concern was ONC didn't have that authority on its own for all of the actors in that paragraph. So I think this does it.
Okay, others, any concerns?
No hands up.
Okay, then we're going to mark this one. We include that, and that's there. Next one. There are two
types. Where is here? Hold on a second.
13 and 14.
Okay.
And here is Two questions. One was that should we keep it split or should we combine it? The 13 and 14 that you see separate, is that slightly enhanced if they were to be kept separate? And 13 plus or 14, when you scroll down just a little bit further, is where it was combined. Feedback so far has been that the combined reads better. Either choice that we're going to make, there are still a couple of comments that need to be addressed regardless. So the first one to want to resolve is that, is there anybody else that objects to combining these two so that we only have 13 and 14 combined, which means I'm going to delete 13 and 14 separate.
Hans, this is Ike. Just really quickly, and I don't want to take much of time. We've got a little potential inconsistency about the use of the word pharmacy and pharmacists.
And so you're suggesting that, so we can, if we go to first the decision to keep them combined or separate or combined.
Well, looking at the combined, the combined text, it's two-way communication between the pharmacy and the patient, but we haven't talked about communication regarding the pharmacist in that space.
Yep. No, agreed. I was just first trying to resolve the 13 and 14 combined, make sure that's the case, and then focus on 13 and 14 and address any issues like that. So hold on for just a second with that. Anybody objects to that we're going to combine this and then focus on 13 and 14 combined? David, you had your hand up and then lowered it.
Yeah, I was commenting on what Steve was talking about.
Yeah, I think we're getting consensus that the combination one works.
Yeah, I was just trying to give the right amount of pause to that to make sure that was there. Okay, so now we're going to just focus on the combined. There was a comment that Devin had made on ONC authority that needs to be addressed in here. So we need to look at that. We have the comment from Ike that the word pharmacy might be limiting. So those are the two, and we have a clarification on caregiver. So let's them go through in order. The first part is that authority of ONC. That's the first part of the sentence. Then we get to pharmacy, then we get to caregiver, and then anything else.
So Alexis has her hands up first.
Hold on. Just wanted to jump in here on that first part, on the recommendation. Devin, are you suggesting we should have the same reference as we just did before, and policymakers with CMS? Who would you like to include in here that ONC should work with?
I don't know. I guess address the ability. It felt like it was enough here to me, because if you think about, we do have some recommendations around the development of standards for interoperable health IT for pharmacy, and so ONC in kind of developing what could end up being voluntary standards could address this in that context, like, you know, through portal requirements or things of that nature. So I was personally okay with the way this was framed, but it could also, if folks are more comfortable, it could also say, you know, ONC should, you know, work with federal policymakers. Is, you know,
any comments there? Alexis, did you want to comment on this or something else?
Yeah, it was on the address the ability. Okay. I think I'm not sure that phrase really works here, because you could address the ability of a pharmacist to do it, but that doesn't mean that we're actually recommending that they put it in place. You're just addressing whether or not they have the ability to do so, and then what?
Right. My point was that ONC has limited authority over the technology that pharmacies buy.
Correct.
So the issue, they have to, we still want to make this point to them. So maybe it does it work better, Alexis, if it's ONC work with other federal policymakers and the private sector to address, you know, to sort of make sure this capability is available?
Yeah, I mean, I think I made this point last week. There are some pharmacies that already have the ability, but they don't use it. So I don't know how we get that across. But if you have that patient-facing app with two-way communication available, but you don't use it.
If we put in the word advancing in here, that it advances beyond where we are, would that help? Would this work, this combination?
Yeah, I guess that's better.
Devin, you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Otter? I think you need a two in front of address.
I'm sorry?
I think you need a T-O in front of address advancing.
Or just say to advance the ability instead of address advancing.
Yeah, to advance. That's fine.
Okay. Okay, so that's the first part. Then we go to the next one. Ike, you had a comment here, and David had his hand up on that as well. So Ike first.
And I do too. Go ahead.
Okay, so Ike, and then David, and then Shelley. Ike, you're...
Let's go to
David.
Well, I was going to agree with or comment on Ike. I like what he had to say, although I was reading this differently, and I have a comment and then a possible recommendation that might accommodate what Ike was saying. To me, the addressing the pharmacist was already there, and you've already changed it now, but it said between the pharmacist and the patient or caregiver. That addressed the question above about the pharmacy apps and portals. But I could also see where, because sometimes it's technicians with the pharmacy technicians who are doing this, that it could be pharmacy. Well, now it seems to have changed quite a bit. So I'm not sure where it was, but between pharmacy personnel or something to that effect should be.
Okay.
Pharmacy personnel, the pharmacist, and the patient or caregiver is how I would put it. Between pharmacy, get rid of the between pharmacy personnel, the pharmacist, and the patient or caregiver.
Regarding, just before jumping in, Shelley, we had defined earlier in the definition that pharmacy would be inclusive of the pharmacy personnel.
Right, so, right, that's what I was going to say.
Definition.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, David.
I'm sorry, I didn't read far enough. The line just below where you are now, where it says, you could get rid of the word pharmacist there and just say pharmacy personnel, because we've already addressed the greater pharmacist-patient-caregiver interaction in the next line down, where you are currently. So I would change the line above, say, between pharmacy personnel and the patient or caregiver.
Other than that, in the definition of pharmacy, we already included personnel in there, in the definition, all the way above.
I would change it to pharmacy and pharmacist with the patient.
Okay.
Caregiver, instead of and.
And the question then is that as Ike started this conversation on clarifying this, Ike, does that address your concern that you had? And is there anything else that you would like to see clarified?
I think it's fine. I just wanted to make sure that we were consistent in our use of pharmacy pharmacists here as we've been throughout the rest of it.
Okay. All right. Any other comments on this part before we jump to the next change that happened here?
Alexis, yes. Has her hand up.
Yep. Yeah, I was just going to say this is Alexis. I'm confused where you just added between pharmacy and pharmacist, because the two-way communication isn't between the pharmacy and pharmacist with the patient. Wouldn't it be better to just put a slash there? So we're talking about whether it's the pharmacy or the pharmacist. And then I think it's end, not with, because that's what we're talking about. It's two-way communication. So it's the pharmacy or the pharmacist. End, or you could have end with, but I think end needs to be there.
Shelley, you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, any other ones? And then the next one was that Alexis found another caregiver missing here, so that has been added. Anything else on our 13 and 14 combined that we need to address, or are we okay with where it landed?
Not seeing any comments. I think we can go on.
We are going to make a number of these checkboxes. Done, and we can move on to, you can already start to scroll to the next edits that are out there. I'm going to remove these strike-throughs just in a moment. There, that's gone.
Go up a little bit. I think you missed one. Nope. Right there. The 22.
Okay, so the next one is on 22. The comment here was that the last part, we were switching around on best practices for data capture from patients by pharmacists. And particularly, Scott, you were the one that raised this recommendation. Is that update still in sync with what your intent was? Scott, you're on mute.
Yeah.
That still read the way you intended?
I think it's still, yes.
And then Devin, you're putting in pharmacy entities.
Only because, is it really just the pharmacist, or are we looking for that broader community?
Yeah, it's yeah. While the patients are at the pharmacy, this is an opportunity.
And I think you, Scott, were talking at the time about pharmacists explicitly, but if we include pharmacy personnel as well, then we would have to include pharmacy, because then it would be other staff as well that might have the opportunity to capture some of them.
Yes, the pharmacy, because this is not something that requires, doesn't necessarily require professional judgment by a pharmacist.
Okay. So then this would be better from patients by pharmacists and pharmacies, in line with our
great.
Jess, is your comment, Devin? Anybody else? Scott, sounds like you're good otherwise.
I'm good.
I'm going to start to hit the check boxes and there are no hands up. Okay.
We'll go down to the next one, Tricia Lee. Right there.
This goes back here. The question here is that then if you can keep as much as possible the prior one, which is number 23 and 31, somewhat in the same frame, because the question that based on Devin's comment is going to come up is that should we actually combine, make sure that 31 covers the parts in 23 covers the parts in 31 that are not covered in 23. So for example, in 31, there's a reference to PBMs. In 23, there's not. But if you read the rest of it, it starts to look very similar. The rationale similarly in play. So I'm wondering, Devin, when you commented, it really sounds like it's similar to what preceded it. Should we actually combine these two and let it flow?
That would make a lot more sense to me. I just wasn't sure what we were separately trying to say here beyond what we had said in some of the other recommendations.
And so then, you're saying combine this with the one that we worked on in, was that 23? Is that correct,
Hans? 23 is the one above. So if you can put that a little slightly in frame as well. You go a little bit further up. There. So then we would include PBM in here in the first part, because that's really the main difference that the other one has, the other ones account for, but make sure the PBMs are in here. And not sure exactly where, but we can work on that. And then the rationale is to expand on the rationale here with the essential elements from 31, where this is coming into play, which is mostly already there, but PBMs again need to be listed. If that's the intent, that probably requires a little bit more wordsmithing, but if we say that's the intent, combine them, then we can smoosh them together.
So does anybody disagree with combining 23 and 31? Let's start there first. I'm not hearing anything, so let's go ahead and do it. Hans and I will wordsmith it then and make sure that we've encompassed both of those. Is that reasonable to everyone? Does anybody have any
thoughts? The way that we might end up smooshing it together, that somebody needs additional review or just to run it by, make sure that we got it. Devin, happy to, once we have done it, just ping you quickly, make sure we got it.
Yeah, I think this looks good. So,
okay.
Okay, we'll get that mushed together. That means that we are on to, now we are probably a little bit further down. We can keep on
35, scrolling. I think.
35. What we did here, still keep on going. You'll see the yellow pop up there. What happened here, we were not consistent in our references to PMS, pharmacy management system, and clinical pharmacy system and vendors. So we cleaned that up here and are consistently now using PMS when there is the system. We introduced it earlier. And then in the first case, first part of this sentence, we are really looking at the PMS vendors. And in the second part, we're looking at the system. So I want to make sure is that there is agreement that we reference this correctly, but that we then, as a result, we would be consistently referencing PMS. And while you're looking at that, David, I saw your chat. I'll pick that up as part of the merging. Thank you.
I'm not seeing any hands go up, so I think we're okay.
I think we're going to start to hit some boxes here. See how fast I can do that today after practicing earlier.
I think our next one is 11 and 32.
Yes.
Christian has his hand up.
Yeah, sorry, I was late to the draw on that last one.
Okay, go back.
If you can scroll back real quick.
I think we're at 35.
Yeah, the one that we were just on.
It said engage with 35. 35.
Okay, that one, yeah. So the first line, that recommendation reads, different pharmacy settings, e.g. specialty pharmacies and PMS vendors in any requirements. Then we just go on to talk really more about the vendor systems. Do we need the word e.g. specialty pharmacies?
So you would say is that just drop this and keep it as include different pharmacy settings, specialty pharmacies, PMS vendors, and then go from there?
Yeah, it's just, it may be more wordsmithing, but yeah. It seems to lean a lot more towards the, I know we're talking about different vendors within those different pharmacy settings, but it just kind of reads clunky and it almost overemphasizes only specialty pharmacy. So we either broaden it or we take that out and talk more about the vendors kind of conceptually, I think. That was my only read on that.
Any concerns? Sounds reasonable. Makes it a little bit cleaner. Not hearing, seeing anybody? All right, thanks, Christian. Okay, 11 and 32, where we combined the two. There was a comment left over from last week that the first sentence that you see in the rationale was a run-on, didn't really work well. And after trying to fix that, it seemed that adding the sentence in the end that might actually make it clear. So strike the first one that was not quite readable and put in the last one. So just want to make sure that everybody had a chance to look at that and whether there are any concerns with that change, clarification.
Christian?
Again, I mean, I've been vocal on this, as I think I want to be careful about calling out that this is the primary goal here of nearest and quickest, and without the proper contextual issue. So, I would say where appropriate, having better insight into, or possibly using some sort of qualifying there where situationally this could be an important value proposition, but otherwise, I just I'm still concerned that it always comes down to convenience, and we really do have to have that qualifier. I know there's some anxiousness about a gray word like appropriate, but as appropriate, or with patient interests in mind, something along those lines. That's all I'm looking for.
So are you looking for it more in the first spot where I typed it in here, or in the second spot?
Yeah, Hans. It's probably the most convenient pharmacy, not the nearest.
So I can do that. And Christian, as far as placement of the word appropriate, before or after, any preference? While we go to David and Alexis in a second.
Well, we could probably delete the as appropriate if we were to address the issue the quickest, and really work on the word the quickest. And that gets back to where patient care is at risk. You know, that's what I'm trying to dial into. If we're going to pull in speed as an alternative for convenience, we need to make sure it's where there's a patient care, patient safety issue in play. So that would probably solve my concern mostly.
We discussed this at length last week. This is Alexis, and we talked at length on how it's not just at risk, that there are convenience issues beyond it being, you know, a risk issue. And we were all in agreement that the way you had the rationale in the beginning was all said and done and unhighlighted. And I get that, Hans, you then crossed it out and put in the new suggestions on the bottom because it seemed like a run-on. And I think what you added was fine the way it was. And now to you know, take out some of the run-on, it captured everything that was at the top that's striked out, but now we're completely changing it again.
Okay. So with that, I'm going to do the following.
Let's hear from David first. David, go ahead. What did you want to say?
Yeah, I struggle with this one as well, because I understand the problem, which is what's in the last phrase, that we want to reduce burden and wait time for patients to fill their prescription. But we're putting in a solution in what we're saying about nearest or convenient and all. And I know patients who will skip the nearest pharmacy or the most convenient pharmacy because they don't like the pharmacist there. They go to a different one and will quite often pass several. So we've got to be very careful about giving a directive in here that could alter the patient's desires. We need to satisfy those patients who want the one that's most convenient or the one that's nearest, but we also have to consider those patients who aren't looking for that. So we've got to be very careful about how much of a direction we give to this solution to the problem.
This is like, that was part of why I was trying to change the word to convenient, not nearest, because from a patient perspective, at least from my perspective, part of that convenience factor is a spectrum of factors that may include, hey, does that pharmacy deliver? Hey, do I've got a good relationship with the pharmacy staff and the pharmacist? All of those components, in my mind, are a factor of convenience.
Exactly. And that's where I'm also agreeing with what Christian was saying. Quite often people are picking the pharmacist because they feel that pharmacist they want to go to does a better job of being careful about protecting their health. And so needing to have something in here about availability where the patient preferred pharmacy is what should be desired. And it should not be necessarily the quickest time, because if the pharmacist spends time with the patient asking questions about their health and what their needs are and when do they need it delivered and all kinds of things, then that is not going to be the quickest. So this is a complicated issue, and I think we're being too directive.
Yeah, I think I have a solution. What if we say, Hans, nearest, preferred, convenient? I would take out nearest because I don't think that makes sense. And pharmacy is that can fill the prescription, that can reduce, so get rid of the quickest, that can reduce burden. Because that's the whole idea behind this, is reducing the burden to the patient. And I don't think wait time has, I think we need to take out the time constraints on this.
And before I make those adjustments, would you start with the phrasing of alternative one or alternative two?
I'm looking at alternative two, where it says, where appropriate, having better insight into the availability of information, where the most convenient pharmacy is that can fill the prescription, that can reduce burden and wait, get rid of wait time for the patient to get their prescription. I think the timing issue is in some cases irrelevant.
Friendly amendment, convenient for the patient.
Yes, convenient for the patient, correct.
Okay, well, let me make sure that I now have the right words.
I put a sentence into convenient.
The pharmacy doesn't go in there. That's convenient for the patient. So you have to get rid of pharmacy before convenient for the patient.
I wrote it's too quick of a sentence. It probably needs a little expansion, but it seemed to me that what we're trying to do is give the patient better insights into which pharmacy best meets their personal needs. And so that's why I think a phrase saying having better insight into availability of information about the pharmacy that best meets the patient's needs would give the patient the power that they would desire.
And fundamentally, it's not insight to the availability of information. It's give me the information. I don't want to know if the information is available. I want the information.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So Alexis has her hand up. In the meantime, we have three variants. The original one that we had here, just as a cleanup of the run-on sentence, and then two or three variations of that that to a greater or lesser extent might deviate from what we had. Alexis.
Yeah, I think Ike and David just clarified what I was gonna say. So it was more along the lines of choice three, that it wasn't doing for the patient, but determining, you know, what the patient is determining what's best for them.
Okay. So am I hearing that you would feel comfortable with three, Alexis?
Sorry, I was just rereading it.
Give or take a tweak.
Yeah, I mean, it's like more as determined by the patient. You know, like what's like if we're getting rid of the convenient, better information.
Hans, this is like, it's not better information into the availability of information. What the patient needs is information about the availability of the drugs.
Yeah.
Don't tell me about the, please don't tell me about the availability of information being available.
Yep.
I would put prescription on medication.
And I would, if we could do, I would, a couple of things here. One is having better information about the pharmacy that best meets the patient's needs regarding availability of the prescription, care provided by the care team, and other factors important to that patient.
So, David, like this, So
that best meets the patient's needs regarding the availability of the prescription, the care provided by the care team, and other factors that are important to that patient.
Okay, if you can restate
one more time. So availability of the prescription, comma, the care provided by the pharmacy care team, or the pharmacist, however you want to say that.
Yeah.
And other factors important to that patient.
I see that Alexa's hand went up.
Yeah, I think I was in the middle of saying it before and everybody else started jumping in. Who's determining what's best for the patient?
Patient.
So it can't, but right, but that sentence doesn't say that. That sentence says that best meets the patient's needs. So you need something about best meets the patient's needs as determined by the patient.
So would there be something to add to then? So we've got regarding availability of the prescription, care by the pharmacist. Oh, are there other things that we would want to include?
Health plan interests.
You're breaking up for a moment. So can you repeat the first part? You're breaking up.
Hans, as if it was my comment, this is Christian. Other players in that decision, unfortunately or fortunately, involve the payer and the purchaser. So the health plan may have a vested interest in patients, you know, using pharmacies that are part of their care coordination models and their health outcomes initiatives. So, you know, although this started as a convenience and price type of thing, it really does kind of encompass a lot of things. It's the balance of, we all agree patients should have choice and make their own self-determination, but we live in an ecosystem where there's a lot of players in that arrangement. And while it wouldn't apply in every specific prescription, you know, pickup scenario or delivery scenario, in many, it would. So if, you know, you could, in this theme of, you know, all these factors being important information to be made available, part of that might include a health plan who's trying to make sure that the patients get healthier. So something to think about.
Well, we only have about 10 minutes left, some of it, before we go to public comments. And we have one more after this to look at. So trying to see whether we can get this across the finish line. I'm hearing so far that options one and two, that we are comfortable striking that and that we're really focusing on cleaning up number three.
Does anybody disagree with that? Okay, let's strike it.
Next one is that we are focusing right now as determined by the patient or caregiver, as suggested by Alexis and Kristen, indicating, well, that still only has some limitations within what the plans are offering. Alexis, you have a comment and see whether we can further
find. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how to further address it at the moment. I'd have to think on it, but I mean, I get what's being said, but that's not what I'm trying to say as determined by, I'm saying once you have all the choices and those choices include the restraints from your insurer, that you then, it's up to you what meets your needs best. Once you have all of those choices, which include any restrictions. So it shouldn't be taken that, you know, I mean, I don't know if what I'm saying is clear.
Maybe we say having better information about the pharmacy, comma.
Where are you?
The first sentence, having better information about the pharmacy, comma, the formulary, I guess, the health plan's formulary.
Can we just make it more simple?
Yeah.
Just having all the information you need, including any restrictions.
Yeah, could we try it? I think I agree with that. And could we try it by just, would it work if we just cut everything after we said best meets the patient's needs and then deleted the rest of that sentence? Having better information about the pharmacy or pharmacies that best meet the patient's needs.
As that's determined by the patient, though, because again, who is determining what best meets the patient's needs?
Well, shouldn't every patient have the right to say, these are my needs?
Yes, but without that there, that's not how that reads.
Well,
it says that someone else is determining what's best, and what someone, a pharmacist or anybody else might think, may not be what's patient-centered.
I'm not sure I'm seeing who is deciding. Someone other than the patient is deciding what best meets the patient's needs.
But that's the way it reads without the addition that was just added.
So is the suggestion then to just keep it short as this, and would that work? And delete what I've highlighted right now?
Yeah, I agree. Because if we start to make a long list, it's a list of everything. So I agree keeping it short. Does anybody disagree with keeping it short and keeping number three at the top one?
I'd like to get some feedback from Alexis, and then Pooja has her hand up, and then we need to jump to the other one.
The shorter, I agree with shorter, because otherwise we have too many examples.
Okay, Pooja?
Yeah, I agree with shorter. And to address the question about the insurance, I'm just wondering if we add it into above where we're working right now, where it says prescriptions may need to be transferred and rerouted multiple times. Maybe we can add something about around the insurance restrictions up there, just so we address it, because I do think that needs to be addressed somewhere.
Yeah, because it's out of the hands of the pharmacist.
Yeah, there's no way the pharmacist, you know, has, so it's lack of communication.
Various factors, but then we're going to make
including insurance restrictions or something like that, I think. And if we put that there, I think we'll be fine.
Oh, Alexis? I'm going to cut things off in 2 minutes so we can get to the last one.
Sorry, yeah. I was on mute. So couldn't we put that on the highlighted area, having better information in comma, including restrictions?
But the pharmacist doesn't always know that. That's my concern, yeah.
Okay.
But if we do this here, let me highlight this part in the yellow. Would that address the combination that what Pooja suggested, that there might be based on the due to insurance or other restrictions and factors?
Yeah, I like that there. I'm good with that.
That then satisfy your?
Yep.
Okay.
Anybody disagree with these changes? Okay, let's go on to the last one, which is number 33, I believe.
There is one here is that David suggested that we needed a couple of outcome-based measures as examples. He provided that in the chat last time.
Just a second. Can you go down to 33, Tricia Lee?
She's already there.
Oh, she is? I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Keep on going. There. David had provided in a discussion and then in the chat and in the comments suggestions. So those are put in with a couple of tweaks. So I want to make sure here that this was an improvement and included everything we were talking about under five other outcomes-based focus measures such as, and then we wanted something there. Now that was further clarified as well. And just want to drop down. Alexis made a suggestion there.
Can you scroll up a little bit so we could see the bottom of Alexis' comments? No, the other way.
Any concerns there?
It's not visible. So if you want, I can just tell you what it was.
No, it's there. It's right there. But the comment is, your comment is actually lower. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. I can just verbally tell everybody so you can see still see the rationale at the same time.
I can move some other.
So it's before the rationale. My only comment was about potential adverse drug events, because that just sounds like anything that might go wrong, and the pharmacist won't necessarily be able to prevent that It's more about the prevention of, you know, interactions between drugs.
Right there. That word.
It's not potential. It's about potential adverse drug events.
Right.
But you're not going to be able to prevent every side effect or adverse event that might happen that's unforeseeable, but they can potentially stop a dangerous drug interaction. And I had wording in the comment. I don't remember how I worded it now, but that was my only point.
Well, I specifically made it events versus drug interactions because it can also be drug disease related aspects. A patient with kidneys not functioning properly, then the pharmacist needs to make sure they don't get a higher dose of the drug than they should be getting, or maybe not even be on that drug because of their kidneys not working right. And if you just to keep in mind too, the it's not saying the pharmacist will detect them. This is saying the opening phrase of number five that it's not highlighted is these are outcomes focused measures. So you're just measuring the pharmacist's ability. It's not saying they have to be perfect. We're giving information about which pharmacists are doing a better job of achieving best outcomes. And maybe we could add in under number five, where it says other outcomes, maybe it could be a hyphenated other best outcomes focused, and just make that a hyphenated phrase, best outcomes focused, and then measures. Could take care of that.
David, if you correctly, if I hear you correctly, then you would strike in that context, you would strike potential because you're looking at actuals, or are you still including?
No, we're looking at potential. This is a function of the Pharmacist Practice Act is to look at potential adverse drug events. That includes interventions in relationship to drug-drug interactions, but it's not just drug-drug interactions. It's also physical bodies, such as using pharmacogenomics for prediction of potential drug events that could take place. So it's not just drug-drug interactions.
So how would preventing a patient who's pregnant from getting a drug that's dangerous to the fetus would be a role of the pharmacist?
So is there then a need to add anything to events to make that clear, that is included, that it's considered included, or are we okay that events is sufficiently defined that it covers that?
Alexis, are you okay with that explanation? Because
I get that it's beyond that. I get that it's all of that. I guess what I was trying to say, but we can just leave it. It's fine. I was trying to say that it, to me, it reads as being able to prevent, you know, other adverse reactions that are not preventable that we don't know about yet.
Well, but I think we're talking about the role of the pharmacist here, right? That's a function that we do.
So what we then did is that we inserted the word potential and we inserted the word best in addition to what was there suggested. So are we okay with what is then the result that we have here that we can work with that we all
come? Does anybody disagree with that? Okay, well, let's go on. And Mike, I think we're ready for public comment.
And then we'll come back with anything else left while I'm cleaning up.
All right, great. We're going to open up our meeting for verbal public comment. If you're on Zoom and would like to make a comment, please use the hand raise function located on the Zoom toolbar. If you're on the phone only, press *9 to raise your hand, and once called upon, press *6 to mute and unmute your line. So let's pause just for a moment to see if any members of the public want to make a comment. I'm not seeing any hands raised, so we can turn it back to our co-chairs. Thank you.
All right. I just went through and removed all the yellow highlights. There is the one topic that we have left that we're going to do afterwards, that for R23 and R31, that we need to merge them together. We'll check in with Devin to make sure we didn't miss anything there in doing that. So with that, there is nothing else left in the document to further comment on. We got everything covered. So thank you very much for getting us through today. We got effectively the final document that is going to then be moved from the Google Doc. It's going to be moved into a Word slash PDF. The references to the R1 through 38 that we originally had are going to be removed and be just a straight sequential number, but we hold on to it so that if somebody needs to go back to what was in the spreadsheet and what does that relate to. So there's a couple of indexes that we still might have somewhere else. So that cleanup is going to happen over the next couple of days. And then it's going to be submitted to the HITECH for final review and approval next week. So at that meeting, we will essentially have a number of slides that are stepping through the document, and particularly will highlight the recommendations that we will step through, highlight, summarize, may have discussion around as the questions come up, and then the document will be with all the details inside them. So I think we reached the point and the target date to get everything in play for next week's meeting. So thank you very much for all the inputs, all the discussion, all the notes on the chat with the work that we have done. So Shelley, back to you.
Okay, just want to again thank everyone. So we are closing our recommendations down. No more changes. If you feel so compelled that you are totally upset, please send something to Hans and myself so we could take a look at it. The ONC team is going to go ahead and put the recommendations into final form for our presentation to the HITECH on November 9th. I hope you'll join us for those who aren't on the HITECH task force. And those who are on the HITECH task force, I hope you agree with all of our comments and make it clear to the HITECH of the hard work that all of you had put into this. For our SMEs, please try to join the November 9th meeting. So if there is public comment and you want to make it, please do so. I don't know, Mike or Tricia Lee, do you know what time our presentation is going to be on the 9th?
Yeah, you and Hans are up first after opening comments. So I would say about 10, and we have about 70 minutes set aside for your presentation.
Does anybody from the members of the task force have any other additional questions or comments about the November 9th meeting? I just want to personally thank everyone for all their hard work, the ONC team, Tricia Lee, Mike, Maggie, Excel, the Hans, and you've just done an absolutely great job. All of the task force members, including the HITECH and the subject matter experts. Thank you so much. This is really, really important to the pharmacy profession. And I think we're going to give you back 6 minutes of your time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.